Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yankel Lieberman. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
The Gemara Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph. Gemara Samach Amud Beis Loi Im Amris Beshini Kodesh Shekem suli beguvoi v'yeshnei ba'avoydis v'yeshnei la'chamisa v'yeshnei b'tzibik b'yochid. The Gemara said, continues, toima b'shini b'aylim de'em suli beguvoi v'einoi ba'arba avoydis. It says in the Gemara, with regard to shini b'aylim, ve'einoi ba'arba avoydis, meaning, machsheva shini b'aylim invalidates the korban only where the oyva thinks during one of the avoydis hadam. Shchita kabbalah ilocha wazrika. Amanas sheyiskaper achet, that the zrikas adam should be done for someone else. If, however, the oivet did not think about the zrika, but, for example, he thought during shchita that the shchita itself should be done for someone else, this is not considered a machsheva shini bailim, and therefore would not invalidate pasul the korban. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara here, and in Zvachim Daf Dalet Omed Aleph, and there on Daf Yud Omed Aleph. It's important to note that this is not how it appears from the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim Peret Tezvav Alocha Aleph. From the Rambam there it appears that even where the Shoichet thinks that the Shechita itself should be done for someone else, or the Oyved during the Kabbalah or Ilocha thinks that the Kabbalah or Ilocha should be done for someone else, this is considered a Machsheva Shini B'aylim which passes the Korban. The Mishnah Lamelech there asks from the Gemara here, which seems to contradict this. However, Rashi here writes explicitly that Machsheva Shini B'aylim is only where the Oyved thinks that the Zrika, the Kapara, should be for someone else. Rashi adds that this does not apply to a Korban Pesach. Rashi writes as follows: In diba maschul avo b'shini b'aylim, mechashe b'dover achahu ve'einoi be'arba avoides b'shar zvachim de'lav Pesach de'lav ikun la'achilasi elul kapora le'shayich shini b'aylim ele bezrika v'chimar binon shar avoides le'poislo b'shini b'aylim. Meaning, although shini b'aylim machsheva shini b'aylim passes by all four avoides, meaning only where he thinks that the zrika should be done for someone else, l'shem acher, only there it's considered a machsheva shini b'aylim. Avol, Rashi continues, shoichet l'shem acher sheteyashchito levado l'shem acherim. Aval b'shas shchito ein daito yalazriko ela leba'olav kosher. Meaning, if you were to think that the shchit itself should be done for someone else, this is not considered a machsheves shini b'aylim, which invalidates passels the korbin. Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Yud Amid Aleph in the Dibra Amaschol shochat l'shem ploini explains the reason is because the loy shayich, I'm quoting the Loshen Rashi, shame the loy shayich shame bailim elo al hakapora behind the amar leel the shini bailim ain't a bedalar avoidus. This that Rashi writes, avol b'shashchit ein daiter al azrika elo lebaolov. I understand this to mean that during the shechita he has akoponim lechat, at least lechatchila, to think that the zrika should be done for the bailim. The makor to this is probably the Mishnah in Zochim on Daf Mem Vav on the Beis. L'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach. The Mishnah teaches us l'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, etc. Rashi understands this to mean that during the shechita, the shoichit should think lechatchila that the zrika should be done for the bailim. This is how I would read the Rashi ein daita lazrika el lebalov. We're back to our sugya. Rashi here concludes this applies to all zvachim besides Pesach, but by Pesach, There's a meidin machsheves shini bailim, even where he thinks during the shechita about the shechita itself being done for the sake of someone else. This is how the Mashah on the Tosfos in Dibra Maschel ve'Iskish understands the Rashi. And in fact, this is what Rashi writes explicitly later in Dibra Maschel Kimi Shein Le Bailim, before the Mishnah, right before the Mishnah. Rashi's discussing our Gemara here, Shini Bailim, Eine Bedalet Avoidis. Rashi writes, to quote the Loshin, Vani Shamati, Shini Bailim, Eine Bezrika, Kedamrinon, Ein Machsheves, Oichlim Bezrika, V'yef Shaloi Mekein, De Machsheves Shaloi Lo Oichlov, Menuyin Olov, Hein, Uveshchitu de Goli Rachmona v'loy b'shar avoydis, avol machsheve shaloy limnuyov dahainu shinui bailim. Ikra bezrikuhu kedi yolif lekamon b'shmaitin bezrikuhu v'chiper olov v'loy al chaveroi. This is what Rashi means when he writes, umi uvadei pesach sheikri lebolov le'ochel bo, meaning Korban Pesach, which its main purpose in being brought is for the purpose of achila, the eating of the psara Pesach. And I would assume the source of these words of Rashi is the Mishnah later on the Afayin Heyamid Beis. HaPesach, to quote the Lashon Mishnah, HaPesach abo betumah necha betumah shalei bo mitchilo seyelo la'achila, like we shall see then Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. Meaning, being that the achil is the main purpose, therefore, shochtoy shaloy l'shem ba'olov l'achiloy l'mnuyim acherim posel. If the shoychet who shechted the Korban Pesach thought that the shechita should be done for the sake of someone else, meaning l'achiloy, either in its literal sense, that he should eat from the Pesach, or like the Briskerov in his Sefer on Hilchos Korban Pesach explains, that he should be a bailim on the Korban Pesach, as we'll explain, Bezus Hashem Yisbar Blineder in the next sugis. This is considered a machsheves shini bailim, which passels the Korban. Because by Korban Pesach, unlike other Korbanis, the shechita is done for the bailim to eat from the Psara Korban. It's chal in the shechita, that it's for the sake of the bailim, the menuyin of the korban. In other words, Korban Pesach is exclusive with regard to the shechita. Therefore, when it's nishchat, lehachiloi shaloi lemnuyov, it's considered a machsheves shini bailim, which invalidates the korban. On a deeper level, the actual machsheves shini bailim is not a machshava for kapara per se, that the kapara should be for someone else, but the korban should be brought for someone else. This, that when one shechs a korban with a machshava that the shechita itself should be done for someone else, this is not considered a machsheva shini bailim, because the lo shayich shem bailim ela al hakapara. This is, I'm quoting the Lashon Rashi in Zochim Daf Yudam et Aleph. But not because the actual Machsheva Shini Bailim is the Machsheva thinking Sheyiskaper Chaveiroi. Therefore, by Korban Pesach, which is unique in the sense that the Shein Bailim is Chal in the Shechita, that the Shechita has to, and Alad is done for the Menuyin, when one shechs with a machshava that the shechita itself should be done for other menuyim, this is considered a machsheva shini bailim, which passes the korban. For this reason, the Briskerov Zichrono Livracha assumed that even after a korban oil or shlomim, let's say, was nishchat shaloi lishmon l'shem korban acher, the din being that it's not mechaper anymore on an assay or lavanitik l'assay, as it is stated in Zvochim, on the Avovah Med Aleph, nevertheless, if during the other Avoidus, the Kabbalah, Eilocho, Zvika, the Oived, thinks, Amanas, Sheizorik, Domo, Ilushem, Acher, it's considered a Shini, Amachsheva, Shini, Bailim, because although the Korban is not Mechaper, and as a result, the actual Machsheves, Sheizkap, Chaveri, is not possible, Nevertheless, if he thinks that it should be brought bezrikas doma for someone else, this is considered a machshava shini bailim. Nafkemina would be that it's also to have such a machshava. But one could see this from his letter he wrote to Rabbi Chatzkel of Ramsky, Zichrono Livracha. It's dated Yudalit Tevis Tartzat. It's printed in Yalkut Mechtovim Mimoran Agrizmi Brisk Chelik Aleph. But with regard to Rashi, that the Machshav of Shaloi Lemnuyev is considered a Machshav Shinig Bailim, I do not know why, when he shechs the Korban Pesach with a Machshava for both Lemnuyev and Shaloi Lemnuyev, why is the Korban kosher, as it's stated in the Mishnah Bayos, Lemnuyev and Shaloi Lemnuyev kosher? Why is this different than an Oyved who thinks, Amanas Sheiskap L'Shem Bailim L'Shem Acher? That I would assume is possible, like by Shini Kodesh. You asking me, where does it say it? The Mishnah before and Afnun Tes teaches us Lishmoy v'shaloy Lishmoy posel. In fact, I later found in Sefer Yoshel Rabbeinu Tam that he writes explicitly by Shini Bailim, if the korban is brought l'shem Bailim or l'shem Acher, it's posel, like by Shini Kodesh. If so, how can it be here by a korban Pesach when he shechs lemnuya v'shaloi lemnuya that the korban is kosher? According to Rashi, machsheva shaloi lemnuya is a machsheva shini bailim. In fact, that's the you look in the Tosis Rid here. You look, it's also it would appear from the Tosis Rid that he learns like that. So why should lemnuya v'shaloi lemnuya be kosher? I don't have an answer to this. I would just want to add, I would suggest that this is all a shitas Rashi. But from the Mashal's interpretation of the Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschul ve'Iskish, it would seem that the reason why, again, according to Tosfos, this that Machsheves Shini Bailim is not Bedalet Avoidis, like it's stated in the Gemara, where he thinks that the Shechita itself, or the Kabbalah, Eloch should be done L'Shem Acher, this that the korban doesn't become nifsel because of this is because the actual machsheva shini bailim is amanashe yiskaper acher. Yes, what you're asking, I would suggest that this is a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that the actual machshava of shini bailim is amanashe yukrav l'shem acher, not dafke Amanasha Yiskaper, like the Biskrov always assumed. But if you look at the Masha on the Toises, and I think the Losha Toises is also a little bit meduyik, that the actual Machshova of Shini Bailim is Amanasha Yiskaper Chaver, the Kapora per se. This is also what Toises at the top of the Omid, in, I'll tell you, you're asking me, take a look, Tosis brings the Pasuk, not like Rashi that says a reason. Tosis says, why is Shini Bailim not Noyig Bedalet Avoidis? I'll quote you the Loshan Tosis. Avo Shoichet Umakabel Umoylich L'Shem Acheim Kosher Demevechive Olav Nafgelon. This is also what Tosis at the top of the Omid in Dibur HaMaschu V'Yeshnoi with regard to Shini Bailim L'Chamisa means. To quote the Lashon, Ve'eino b'shini bailim eino lachamisa. Toys at the top. Shema mishum dechsiv lechaper olav loyal chaveiroi umeis labar kapor gemuru. Eshan eschayiv lovioi. Toysvis understands a mace can be considered a bailim. Else, lishitosom. Not like Rashi and the Rach. Rashi writes, the ain shame bailiv olame achashemeis. Take a look at the Rashi. The Rach writes, also a similar lashon, the cave and the mace, poka rishuse v'duchrone me'ole. But since machshev shini bailim, this is all Rashi and the Rach, but the Tosis is of the opinion that shini bailim is amanashe yiskaper abayache, that this is the actual machshava, and a mace is not a bakapora. Therefore, the machshava shini bailim is not possible by kovim mace. This coincides with Tosis' understanding of machshava shini bailim as being a machshava amanashe yiskaper al stress, amanashe yiskaper boyachta. Therefore, machsheves lahachiloi shaloi lemnuyov by Korban Pesach is not a machsheva shini bailim, but a different din machsheva altogether, like the machsheva explains l'shitas atoysvis. We, as Rashi understands machsheva shini bailim, as a machsheva amanashe yukrav l'sheimachen, not necessarily being amanashe yiskaper bayachen. I said before, this is why Rashi has to explain that this, that machsheva shini bailim is not bedalad avoidis, it's because, and I stress only because, although the machshav is not sheyiskapa bayache, nevertheless it's considered a machshavas shini bailim. Theoretically it would be by shchita also, if there would be a shem bailim ala shchita. In capsule form, Rashi understands the actual machsheva shini bailim as a machshava that the korban should be brought for someone else, and not sheyiskaper. Therefore, machsheva shaloi lemnuyov by a shchitas korban Pesach is considered a machsheva shini bailim. And by the way, this is how the Bris Gerovza Zechreinu Levrocha sums all over from Toisvis, and more so from the Mashal's explanation of the Toisvis. It would appear to me that the actual Machsheva Shini Bailim is the Machsheva Amanas Sheyiskaper Boyacher, like it says in the Pasuk, V'nir Tzoloi Lechaper Olov. We're from this the Gemara, the pasuk of Machsheva Shini Bailim, the psul, I should say, of Machsheva Shini Bailim is derived, like the Gemara brings later, on the Samach Beizam and Aleph, Olav Olei Achaveiroi. The Gemara concludes, Elo Omarova, Pesach, Sheshochdoi, Bishar, Yemois Hashona, Bishini Bailim, Nase, Kimi, Shein Loi Bailim, Bizmani Upasol. What you're asking, the Chazanish, yeah, I saw the Chazanish. I would say the simple understanding of the Gemara is we're talking about a Shini Bailim, the Shini Bailim that passes by all Karbonis, meaning Amanasha Yiskapa Boyacha, Amanasha Yizrik Domei L'Shamacha, not Amanas, that the Shechit itself should be done L'Shamacha, even though the Mashmois of Rashi and the Samach Omer Beis would appear like that side of the Chazanish. This is the simple, because the Gemara brings the Machsheves, the general Machsheves Shini Bayim by all Karbonis. But again, the Gemara concludes, Pesach Sheshochte V'shayim Ha'ishashona V'shini Bailim Nase Kimi She'en Le Bailim B'zmanei Upasol. Rashi in Dibra Maskel Kimi interprets this to mean that the Korban is Pasol like a Korban Pesach which was Nishchat B'zmana Pesach with a Machsheves Shini Bailim. It's hard to comprehend what this means. If it's likened to a machsheva shaloi lishmoy of a pesach bizmanoi, it should serve as a machsheva sakir, just like machsheva shini kodesh. Although bizmani, the korban pesach, becomes posa as a result of the machsheva, but b'shayim o'isashona shaloi bizmanoi, the korban, as a result, should turn into a shlomim. This is what Tosis here, in Dibra Maschel Nasa. This is what Tosis is asking. Tosis learns differently. The Gemara means to say that the Machshava of Shini Bailim is not considered a Machsheves Akira. Similar to a Korban Pesach, where the Bailim died and was brought, the Korban was brought Bezmanoi, the Gemara on Dafayin Gimel of Beis is discussing a case by Yudalit Achachatzois, the Korban was brought without a Bailim. The Korban is not Nekar in that instance, and we don't consider this the equivalent of a Machsheva Sakir. So too in this instance, where the Korban Pesach was Nishcha Shaloi Bizmanoi, with a Machsheva Shini Bailim, it's not considered an Akira. It means in short, Rashi learns the Gemara, Nasa Kimi She'en Le Bailim Bizmanoi Apostle, that the Psul is because of the Machsheva Shaloi Lemnuyov. Toisvis understands the Gemara means to say that there is no Shini Bailim is not a Machsheva Sakira. Both Pshatim are hard to comprehend. The Noida Bihuda here in the Sefer Tzlach has a novel interpretation of this Gemara, and in fact it's possible that this is the Oimik of Rashi. Regardless of its interpretation of this Gemara, his words are an eye-opener to be in many areas regarding the Korban Pesach, Shaloi Bizmanoi, a big yesoy. The Tzlach explains as follows. Every Korban Pesach Shaloi Bizmanai, which is Nishchat, during the year, Pesach Shaloi Bizmanai, with a Machshava L'Shem Korban Acher, for instance, a Korban Pesach, which was Nishchat Shaloi Bizmanai L'Shem Korban Oila, it should in fact be possible, meaning completely possible, like a Pesach Bizmanoi, that was Nishchat Shaloi Lishmoi. Not like a Shlomim. Says the Tzlach, because Tchilosoi Pesach, it's considered a Pesach turning into a Shlomim. A Shlomim Mikoyach HaPesach, which although it's brought as a Shlomim, nevertheless, with regard to the Din Psul Machsheva Shaloi Lishmoi, it has a Din Pesach. Therefore, says the Tzlach, without an exclusive drasha, it would be possible like a Pesach Bizmanli, which was Nishchat Shaloi Lishmoi. And as a result, that Kiru would never materialize. This is how he understands the Sugis HaGemara in Zvachim Daf Chesam Abbeis, which we will not discuss now. Although there's an exclusive drasha which teaches us that a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanli, which is Nishchat Shaloi Lishmoi, is kosher, that Tzlach understands there's an exclusive drasha. But this exclusive drasha was only said with regard to a machsheves shini kodesh, where the shaychet thought l'shem korban acher. However, with regard to machsheves shini bailim, where the shaychet thought l'shem chaveiro, l'shem acher, there is no exclusive drasha limud that it's kosher. Therefore, and listen carefully, the korban is pasul because it was nishchat shaloi lishmoi. Meaning, because of the Machsheves Shini Bailim itself. This is what Rav is saying over here. Pesach Sheshochtoi B'Shayim Mois HaShona B'Shini Bailim Nase Kemi She'ein Loi Bailim Bizmani Apostle. Meaning, explains that Tzlach, its psul is because of the psul of Machsheves Shini Bailim, which was said by a Pesach Bizmanoi. This passel's a Pesach Shaloi Bizmani as well. This that Shini Kodesh doesn't passel a Pesach Shaloi Bizmani is because there's an exclusive drasha. L'may de goli goli. L'may de loi goli loi goli. With regard, in other words, Machsheva Shini Bailim, with regard to Akira, it's considered a Machsheva Sakira. The Pesach is nevertheless possible because of the psul of Shaloi Lishmoi, which was said by a Pesach Bizmanoi. A Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi also has a Din Pesach with regard to the psul of Shaloi Lishmoi, and not the Din of a regular Shlomim. By Shini Kodesh, there's an exclusive Yosha that's kosher. By Shini Bailim, where there's no exclusive Yosha that's kosher. Therefore, it's possible because, again, I'll stress, of the psul Machsheva Shini Bailim. The Tzlach adds, according to this explanation, even if the Pesach was Nishchat Shaloi Bizmanoi, and listen carefully, with both a Machshava L'Shem Shlomim, which is a Machshava Shini Kodesh, and also a Machshava Shini Bailim, the Korban will be Kamposel. Why? Because of the Machsheva Shini Bailim, which passels the Korban. Without the Tzlach's Chiddush, one would assume that the Korban, Yeskin, without the Tzlach's Chiddush, one would assume that the Korban would be kosher, since it was Nekar, due to the Machsheva Shini Kodesh. This that he also had a Machsheva Shini Bailim is irrelevant. It's like a Shlomim being Nishcha with a Machsheva Shini Bailim, which doesn't passel the Korban completely. The Tzlach, however, understands differently. The Korban in this instance would be possible. Again, where it was Nishchat L'Shem Shlomim and with the Machsheva Shini Bailim at the same time, because the Machsheva Shini Bailim invalidated, passed the Korban completely like a Pesach Bizmanoi, which was Nishchat Shaloi L'Shmoi. Means Machsheva Shini Bailim is in fact a Machsheva Sakir. It's possible because of the psul of Machsheva Shini Bailim. I would just point out a Ha'ara in Pshat. From the simple reading of the Gemara, it would seem that the Gemara had already concluded that Machsheva Shini Bailim is not considered a Machsheva Sakira. It cannot be derived from Machsheva Shini Kodesh. I'll quote the Lashon Gemara. Tarti means Tarti Pirche, Mios Dafkininu. But according to the Tzlach's understanding, Ravi is of the opinion that Machsheva Shini Balim is in fact a Machsheva Sakira, like a Shini Kodesh. But nevertheless, the cover becomes possible because of the Psula, Machsheva Shini Balim, which was said by a Pesach Bizmanoi. Als the Psul, like we say in Yiddish, Als the Psul for Machsheva Shini Balim. This is a bit of a Chiddush in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. The Tzlach explains the Rambam according to this explanation as well. The Rambam in Hilchis Psulei HaMikdashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud Beis brings this Gemara that a Pesach B'Shayim Ois Hashana, which was Nishchat with a Machshev Shini Bailim, the Korban becomes Pasul. Although the Rambam is of the opinion, again, L'das HaTzlach, that a Korban Pesach B'Shayim Ois Hashana, even before Pesach, does not need an Akira to be Korev as a Shlomim. This is how the Tzlach learns in Beshitas HaRambam. If so, why then is the Korban Pasul in this instance? Says the Tzlach, this is because of the Psul Machsheves Shinui Bailim, as previously explained. Therefore, although the Rambam is of the opinion that Loi Bai Akira, still Rav's Halacha applies. A gewaldige Chiddush and a gewaldige Yesod of the Tzlach. Let's see, let's go further. It's written in the Mishnah. Shachtoi Shaloi La'oichla V'Shaloi L'mnuyov. What? Yes, it means la'achiloi. I want to point out. It means la'achiloi. When the Mishnah says, shalta shaloi la'ichlo, so I'll bring that to tell my friend to incorporate this in your new Gemara. When the Mishnah says it's hashmata, when the Mishnah says shachdoi, it's important to note. The Mishnah means la'achiloi, not to be mistaken with that the Shechita itself, the Shechita with regard to Kapara. Here, the Mishnah means the Shechita with regard lehachiloi, for the sake of being eaten by a choyla, vezokin, or any money. How do I know this? Take a look at Rashi before in Dibra Maskel Avo Bashini Bailim. Rashi clearly, Rashi speaks it out. Rashi speaks it out. What I mean to say is that it's not a machshava that the shechita with regard to kapara should be done for them. The Mishnah says, "Shalai la'ichlov, shalai lemnuyov." This is a separate psul machshava besides the psul machshava of shalai la'ichlov. There's a shalai la'ichlov. There's a shalai lemnuyov. These are all psulim by a korban pesach exclusively. Then the Mishnah says, "La'reilim ulatmeim." I don't know why the Tana lists Areilim Utmeim separately. Aren't these included in the first case, Shalai La'ichlov? They're all derived from the same Pasig, Ishlefi'ochloi. Like Rashi Amid Beis in the Dibra Maskul Hoyul, and Toisus here in the Dibra Maskul La'ichlov say. From the Rambam, however, it's clear that Machsheves La'areilim Utmeim is a separate Psul Machshava that we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. The Rambam writes that if one is Zoyrik Dama Pesach with a Machsheves, he does the Zrika with a Machshava Shaloi La'oichlov, the Korban is kosher, but with a Machshava La'reilim, and the Meiri adds L'tmeim also, the Korban is Pasul. Therefore, and we'll see that the Tosfos Rid learns that this is Shitas Rashi as well, that a Machshava La'reilim is a Pasul by Zrika. Therefore, Machsheves La'reilim ul'tmeim, I would suggest, is a separate psul machshava and is therefore listed in the Mishnah separately. Yeah, but I still don't know why the Tana doesn't write explicitly that Zorak Hadam La'reilim ul'tmeim is pasul. Why the Tana brings this as a separate case is understandable in accordance with the Shitas HaRambam and Rashi L'das HaTosfos Rid. Again, L'nuyav la'areilim ul'tmeim is pasul. La'oichlov shalai la'oichlov l'nuyav shalai l'nuyav is kosher. According to Rashi, that it's a machshev shini bailim. I don't know why it's kosher in this instance, as we had previously mentioned this question. Shachtei Koidim Chatzos is possible. We will not elaborate on this. According to the Bach in Archaim Simpei Tes, it would mean a half hour after Chatzos. I don't know. Shachtei Koidim Letomid Kosher. Rav Yosheber Zichroinu Levriocha used to say that from this, that the Mishnah has to teach us that a Pesach that was Nishcha Koidim Letomid is kosher, it would appear that this, that the Pesach has to be brought after the Tomid Shobeno Abayim, like the drasha we had on Dafnutes, Yuucha Dovar, it's a din zman, a concept of zman. The zman of the Akrovus HaPesach is only after the Tomid has been brought. As opposed to din kedima, one might think that if it was brought before, that means, since it's a concept of zman, one might think that it was brought before, if it was brought before the Talmud, it's possible. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach us that it's kosher. But if it would be a din kedima, like for instance, toder koidim leine toder, like the Mishnah teaches us in Zvachim Daf Peites, Omid Aleph, or there by Mekudesh, whatever is more Mekudesh is koidim for a lesser Mekudesh, if it would be a din kedima, if that would be the concept here, it wouldn't be necessary at all for the Mishnah to teach us that it's kosher, the Pesach that's brought before the Talmud, just like by other Dine Kedimis, it's self-understood. Therefore, it would appear that the Yuchad Dover is teaching us a Zman. The Zman of the Pesach is after the Zman HaTalmud. Lakrovis HaTalmud, I should say. Uvavad sheyeachem emaris bedomesh yizak HaTalmud. Rav Chaim Brisk, Zichrono Livracha, brought this Mishnah as one of his sources that only by a korban pnimi, meaning a korban where the dam is nisig on the mizbech pnimi, not only by a korban pnimi, I should say, the dam which is nizrak, that means even a korban chitzoyim, a korban which the dam is nizrak on the mizbech chitzin as well. If the dam is korish, congealed, but it's not roya. I don't know if it's ma'akib, but ilchatchila for sure it's not. It should not be brought. It should not be nizrak. For this reason, the Mishnah tells us he was memaris, meaning he mixed the dam, like Rashi says. The Mishnah says atche yizrak atomid. Why doesn't it say atche yuktar emurei tomid? This has to be explained. There's a Yerushalmi here. Soif Alocha Gimel, according to the Korban Eida that discusses the Shaila. If we have time, why doesn't it say Ktoyus Veneiris? Why doesn't it say Ktoyus Veneiris? Meaning the Mishnah should say Ache Yukter Ktoyus Veyutav Veyudla Kaneiris. Because the Braisa we had on Daf Nun Tesamid Al, the second Braisa, and in fact the Rambam writes La Halocha that the Pesach was brought last, after the Ktoiris and Neiris also. Why then does the Mishnah not mention this? I once thought of a Teretz, and I later found the Teretz in the Hagois of Reb Shloime Koyin from Vilna. It's printed on the Avkuf Chof on it, based on the Sugin Zvochen of Tzadik Aleph, that the Mishnah speaking with the Pesach was already Nishchat. Now, the Nizra Kosher, the Dam HaPesach was Nizrak before the Dam HaTomid. The Mishnah says it's kosher. Rashi writes, Da Afagav, Da Amoran, Yehucha Dovor, Shenema by Be'evu Ben Abayin, Le'misl Bahochi. Rashi here is a source that Yehucha Dovor applies to Zrika also, not just to Shechita. If not for Rashi, one can understand the Mishnah that the Zrikas Hadam of a Tomid precedes the Zrikas Hadam of a Pesach only because it's more Todor. Where does it say because of Yuchad Dovah? You have a Makar, show me. My Makar is this Rashi here on the Mishnah. Rashi, I agree to you. Rashi here, this is the source that Yuchad Dovah applies to the Zrika as well. Let's go weiter. Keitzad, the Braisa brings down, Shalei lo'ichlov, Shem chayilu, Shem zog, and Keitzad, Shalei lemnuiv, Nimnu, Alov, Chaburizu, Veshachtei, L'shem Chabura, L'shem Chabura Cheres. I don't know why the Braisa, Tosefta, says L'shem Chabura Acheres. What if the other person is not in any Chabura, and it was Nishcha for him? It would also be considered Mashav Shaloi Lemnuyav. If so, the Braisa should have just stated Nishcha V'shochtei L'shem Mishayin Nimne B'Chaburizu. But there's another point to clarify. What is the Braisa teaching us with this case? What would I have thought? Furthermore, why does the Braisa tell us, Ninu alav chabur ezu? A time where Tzvi Goodman was once ma'orim me, according to Rashi, that machsheva shalai lemnuyev is a machsheva shini bailim, it's understandable. Machsheva shini bailim applies only where the carbon is a carbon bailim. For instance, by a carbon of a mace, there is no din machsheva shini bailim, where it's brought for someone else. Why not? Because ain shame ba'olav me'acha shemeis. Shini bailim applies only where the carbon has a bailim, and the oivid had a machshava to be meshane the bailim, to bring it for someone else who's not the bailim. Therefore, machsheva shalaylim nuyiv also. If it's, since according to Rashi, it's a machsheva shini bailim, like we had previously explained, it's only where Nimnu alav chabur ezu. They are bailim, menuyim. These are the bailim by korban pesach. This is the ketzad. This is what the Brais is saying. Only in this instance, there's a machsheva shalei lemnuyav, meaning only in this instance, machsheva shalei lemnuyav is possible where there's a bailim, where there are menuyim. Nimnu alav chabur ezu. But if one shech say korban pesach where there are no menuyim, l'shem mi shein emani, this would not be considered a machsheva shalei lemnuyav. One still might ask, what difference does it make? The carbon is anyways possible because there are no bailim. What nafkamina is there? Yeah, Taisis on Daf Samach, ask on Rashi. A carbon is always possible because there are no bailim, there are no oichlin. So again, what nafkamina is there if the carbon is possible due to Masheva Shaloylim Neu because the Pesach has no bailim? Sreifa anyways, it would appear from the Gemara Lein Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that regardless of whether it's possible because of the Machshava or because it has no Bailim, there's a Din Sreifa. We won't discuss that Gemara now. But that's why, that's Parshat that the Gemara here is discussing the Machshava Shini Bailim, to be Madgish. From this pasuk we learn out a Machshava of Shini Bailim, a Shalai Lemnuyav, I should say, a Machshava of Shalai Laichlov. But that the carbon is possible if it has no bailim, not because of the machshava. The Gemara brings a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chista, where one shechted the carbon pesach with a machshava that the zrikas hadam should be done for areilim. Amanashi iskapu boy areilim. Rav Chista is of the opinion that the korban becomes possible as a result of this machshava. Like the Gemara explains, yesh machsheves areilim bezrika. There's a machlokes rishonim as to what Rav Chista would hold where during the zrika he thought that it should be done for areilim. Would Rav Chista also say in this instance that the korban becomes possible? Tosfos here on Amud Aleph in the Dibre Amasru Shochtoi, take a look, brings from the Ri that the carbon in this instance would not become possible. Again, we thought during the Zrika. Like the Gemara says later, and in other places, Ein Machsheves Oichlin Bezrika. This is referring to an instance where he thought during the Zrika that it should be done for someone who can't eat the Pesach, including Areilim. This is Shitas Hari. The Rambam, however, is of a different opinion. The Rambam brings Lahalocha in Hilchis Korban Pesach, the opinion of Rav Chista. And the Rambam writes clearly that even where he thought during the Zrika that it should be done La'arelim, the Korban becomes possible. And by the way, the Tosis read, I'll mention again in our Sugya, deduces at the end of the Tosfos has all arichas besayv dvar. He deduces from Rashi later on the top of the Samach Beis Amud Aleph that Rashi is of the same opinion that machsheves areilim passes by zrika. This that the Gemara says ein machsheves oichlin bezrika. This is only by machsheves sheloi la'oichlov, meaning where he thought l'shem choylov ezokin. The Rambam writes explicitly that there's a difference between what he thinks, I should say. Rav Chisda speaking only where he thought that the zrika should be la'areilim there it's possible. Whether he thought this during the shechita, whether he thought this during the actual zrika, there's no difference. The difference is what he thought. Wherever he thought l'choy l'bezokin, there Rav Chisda would agree that it's kosher. Whether he thought during the shechita or during the zrika, this is the meaning of ein machsheves oichlin bezrika, with the dogish, with the emphasis on oichlin. By the way, again, this would appear from Rashi all over, I'll add. Rashi all over explains ein machsheves oichlin bezrika, that this is referring to machshava l'shem choyla v'zokin. In short, Toisvis b'shem the Ri is of the opinion that there is no difference between machsheves oichlin, meaning l'shem choyla v'zokin, or machsheves areilim. These two machshavis are derived from the same pasuk ish l'fi ochloi. They are both one dimachshava. The difference is only during which avoid he thought. Rav Chisda holds only if he thought during the shechita. Even if he thinks that the zrika should be done la'areilim or l'choyl v'zokin, the korban becomes possible since he thought during the shechita. If, however, he thought during the zrika, whether l'choyl v'zokin or la'areilim, the korban is kosher. This is what the Gemara means, ein machsheves oichlin bezrika, with the emphasis on zrika. This is the reshita that Tosis brings. The Rambam, however, is of a different opinion. His opinion is there is no difference between where he thought, according to Rav Chisda, even if he thinks during the zrika that should be done la'areilim, the korban becomes basul. Yesh machsheves areilim bezrika in the literal sense. The difference is that what the machshava was. The Rambam differentiates between machshava shalei la'oichlim, oichlov meaning l'choyl v'zokin, and machshava la'areilim. The Me'iri, by the way, adds l'tmeim, has a din of la'areilim. Again, machshava shalei la'oichlov is l'choyl, which is l'choyl v'zokin, doesn't passel during the zrika, or during the shechita. We thought about the zrika. According to the Rambam, that's not the difference. It's not a difference if it's in Zrika, during the Zrika, or on the Shechit about the Zrika. The difference is what the Machshava is. If the Machshava is Shalei Lach V'Lachayil V'Zokin, it doesn't pass not during the Zrika, or not during the Shechit we thought about the Zrika. This is what the Gemara means. Hey, Machshava is Saichlim V'Zrika. Rav Chisda is speaking by Areilim, and there's no difference between during the Zrika or during the Shechita where you thought about the Zrika. Ein machsheves oichlin bezrika with the emphasis on oichlin. Machsheves areilim I have apostles even during the Zrika. Lav dafka. Rav Chisda says, v'shachta amanashe as he's scabbled by areilim is, I don't know, it's lav dafka. According to the Rambam, it's mefurish in the Rambam. In capsule form, the Ri understands Rav Chisda speaking, the Ri that Tosis brings understands Rav Chisda speaking only where he thought in Shechita about Zrika, not where he thought during the Zrika. The Rambam, and I'll add, Rashi Ladasa Tosis Rid, learns Rav Chisda speaking even where he thought during the Zrika. Rav Chaim in a Seif on the Rambam in Hilchis Korban Pesach, Amud Samich Vav. Rav Chaim explains the Oymek HaMachloikis as follows. The Rambam cannot learn like the Ri, because the Rambam in Ilchis Psulei HaMekdoshim Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud understands the Psul Machshava, the concept of Mechashvim Avoida LaAvoida, meaning where he thought during Shechita about Zrika. The Psul is not because the Shechita itself is considered done in that manner. But like the Rambam writes, Ki ilu chishva bezrika, the machsheves psul of the zrika is chal during the Shechita. Therefore, only where the machsheva would passel during the zrika, can it also passel during the Shechita, where you thought about the zrika. If ein machsheves oichlim bezrika would mean, like the Ri understands, that machsheves areilim doesn't passel during the shechita, it wouldn't be able to passel during the shechita. In this instance, we thought about the zrika, since the yesoid apoysel, the core of the poysel is the machsheves psul of the zrika, that's chal in the shechita. As a result, the Rambam doesn't differentiate. He can't differentiate like the Ri. He differentiates in a different manner, as mentioned before. The Ri, however, understood Rav Chista, where he had a machshava during the shechita about the zrika. The concept of mechashve me'avoida avoida is that the shechita itself is regarded as being done in a different manner, in that manner. Therefore, the Ri can differentiate between this instance, where Rav Chista is speaking, and where he thinks during this zrika, that everyone, even Rav Chista, agrees that it's kosher. On the other hand, the Ri was not able to differentiate, like the Rambam, between Machsheves Areilim and Machsheves L'choy L'Vezokin. The Ri understands them, because the Ri understands them to be one Machshava. Gevaldik, this is Rav Chaim's explanation in the Rambam, and in between the lines, you see that this is what Rav Chaim means in the Ri, that the Ri disagrees. This disagrees. Maybe we'll be a little more, marchiv. We'll elaborate about this. Bez Hashem, just one hora. I want to conclude just one hora for 2 minutes. The Gemara says, "V'chi teima ma'kula de zrika de'ei machsheves oichlim bezrika." The Gemara says that zrika is a kula ei machsheves oichlim bezrika. I have a question on this Gemara. Why is this considered a kula in zrika as opposed to shechita? This that machsheves shalei loichlim doesn't passel in zrika is because there's no requirement, and as a result, it's not chal in the zrika itself. That the zvik itself is done for oichlin, and therefore machsheves sheloi lo oichlov is not possible by zvika. Just like Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yudam at Aleph explains why by shechita there's no machsheves shini bailim, where the shoichet thinks that the shechita itself should be done to be mechaper for someone else. This is not a kul in shechita or a chum in zvika. So what does the Gemara mean? Why is this considered a kula in the zrika? And if it is considered a kula in the zrika because of this, like the Gemara says, shechita has the same kula, this exact same kula, pertaining to machsheves shini bailim, we thought sheyiskaf v'chaveiroi. I don't know.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.